Today I want to continue discussing the laws of tefillin. This week is Parshas Bo, the last aliyah of Parshas Bo. Is about the mitzvah of tefillin, the first two parshas of tefillin, Kadesh and V'chayoki V'yacha. Okay, now in the mitzvah of tefillin, I have here from the Sefer Pardes Eliezer, he has a very nice discussion, he's very marach in discussion. The question is, do you stand or sit when you recite the brachos for the putting on of tefillin? Most of us here make two brachos. I assume most people here make two brachos. First, lohaniach tefillin, then al mitzvah tefillin. Are you standing or sitting when you are reciting these brachos? I would imagine here that everyone in this room stands when you make both of these brachos. The Svardim, they sit when they make the first bracha. Where does that come from? Why is that so? And why do we Ashkenazim do differently? So again, we have over here in Pardes Eliezer, he has an entire chapter in the Sefer devoted to Bar Mitzvah, dedicated to this topic. Okay, I'm just going to run through it in a very, very superficial way. What? Pardes Eliezer is Kestemal. It's not only him, it's a Koilo. It's a series of Svarim on Minhage Yisrael. It's by Eliezer Kestemal. Benisius Harav Chaim, I'm not sure what this is, Rebbe Eliezer Kestemal. Nasi Koileleinu, the Nasi of the Koil. No. Where are they located? Where is this Koil located? I have no idea. It seems like it's in Williamsburg. Brooklyn, New York. I think it's in Williamsburg. Okay, this is what?
It's
a zip code. The zip code. The IRS is on our case. 11211.
That's Williamsburg.
That's what I said, Williamsburg, right? Williamsburg, okay. So this was published in 2008. Okay, he must have already by now close to, I don't know, 15, 20 of these on Hanukkah. There are three volumes on Hanukkah, or no, two on Hanukkah, three on Sukkot. Every Yom Tov, it's very good. It's very, very thorough. It's too thorough sometimes. It gets a lot to read, to go through. What?
Is a volume of pesos.
Pesos? No. Okay, so the issue over here is, do you stand or you sit? What are the issues? So again, we're going to go through it in a very superficial way. We're not going to go through any of the names or the poskim, because he quotes basically anyone who ever wrote an opinion on this matter is sure to be cited here. This touches upon a more general topic, a general discussion. In general, when you make a bracha on a mitzvah, do you stand or sit? What is the general? So if you take note, it depends. When you eat food, I think 99.99% of the time when you make a bracha on food, you're sitting. You're supposed to sit. Birchas hanenin, when you enjoy it, a piece of bread, a fruit, take a drink of water, you're not really supposed to stand when you take a drink of water. You're supposed to sit down, like a mensch, when you make a bracha, when you're sitting. When you do mitzvahs, generally, most mitzvahs that we do, we make them while we are standing. And indeed, some of the poskim say that this is the pattern. This is the approach. Birchas hamitzvahs should be made standing, and birchas hanenin should be made sitting. However, it's not so clear. I'll give you an example. Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Hakbil. What was the expression? I'm just generalizing. We say this in the Nusach of the Kiddush Levana, that when you Mekadesh Levana, it's Kilu you being Mekabel L'Pnei Ashchina. Om Rabaye, since reciting Kiddush Levana is equivalent to Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, Chayiv Adam L'Meima Me'umad. Since Yimamish B'Mekabel the Pnei Hashchina, when you recite, what?
Well, that's not what.
Okay, something along
that. He's saying, since you only say it once a month, therefore it's not Birchas Hanenin.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, you would say it every time you see it.
But the Gemara there says that due to the Simcha of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, you say it. Tzarech lememra mu'umid. And that gives you the impression, the bracha you make for Kiddush Levon is Asher Kiddushanu. You don't make the Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah itself, right? That's the, you don't make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Elohu Asher, but you don't say Asher b'marah baruch shechon v'ruch b'kol tzom, no, maybe you're right. So you want to suggest that the Kiddush Levon is more of a birchas hanen, and you're being nene from the light of the Levana. Maybe you're right, maybe it's not a good example. But the Gemara there goes to the point of making the point of saying that this is unique. That Kiddush Levana you stand. That gives you the impression that when it comes to other mitzvahs, you don't necessarily stand. And Kiddush Levana is not necessarily a birchas hanenin. It's more of a birchas hamitzvah. So you see that it's not so simple. Not every mitzvah is a mitzvah, a birchas hamitzvah. So you said, I'll give you an example. Leishei vasoka. The bracha leishei vasoka, do you sit or stand? So many people that make it sitting. When you make kiddush, if you're sitting during kiddush, then you'll make it standing. But if you're making it, when you during the day. What? Leishev, because leishev means to sit. Leishev really maybe leishev means to dwell. To dwell. The proof is that you do make it standing.
Food, so you have to sit for the food anyway.
Okay, so leishev is another exception. You have to really go through every single mitzvah. So just I want to point out that this is general approach to standing, sitting. Nenin, birchas hanenin is sitting. Birchas hamitzvah is standing. However, there is a source. I think this is I'm not sure if this is a Zohar. I don't remember where this is from. There is, maybe it's a Gemara. There's a very popular drasha, which all of the commentaries focus on, and that is Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer is the father of all mitzvos in regard to standing. Because the pasuk there says, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. Kama means standing grain. When the Chermesh, when the new crop begins to blossom, Bakoma, this expression means that when the new crop begins to blossom out of the ground and it's now in the category of standing grain, you're mechuyev already at that point in time, you're mechuyev to dedicate that's part of the mitzvah of Omer. Okay, without going into the whole pasuk. And the Chazal Darshan, don't read Bakoma, Ella Bakoma, to stand. Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, Dar Kloimar Bakoima. I'm reading you here the words from the Psikta Zutrasa. What is that, a medrash? The Psikta Zutrasa Parshas Emor. It says there, Psikta Zutrasa, this is not the only place where this Chazal appears, it appears in other places as well. It says, Meheshenemar, it says, Bamida. Bamida shenemar, the quotation, you're supposed to say Bamida, we make the bracha when you recite Sfiras and Bamida shenemar, Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, Kolemar Bakoima. Umimenu onu lemedim, and he's going further, the Psikta Zidrasa, Al Kol Mitzvah shenemar Bo Lochem. Now we go to stage two. Once we know that Sfiras Omer, you have to make the bracha when you are standing, and in reference to Sfiras Omer, it says the magic word Lochem, Usifartem Lochem, Miyoim Harishain, Miyoim Harishain. Is that the Nosach? That's the Pasuk? Usfartem Lochem in Mocharas HaShabbos. Usfartem Lochem. So we're going to use that as a code word for any mitzvah where the word Lochem appears to teach us that you also must stand. For example, mitzvah of Mila. Mila, it says, Himol Lochem Kol Zohar. Is that this week's parasha? Maybe it's also in this week's parasha. No. Himol Lochem. No, that's the first time. I think there's also a lot of them. The Karm Pesach, it says also Lochem. Himol Lochem Kol Zohar. It says the word Lochem.
Baby's not standing.
What?
Baby's not standing.
What do you want?
The one that's doing the mitzvah, the moyel, the one that's doing the mitzvah. Himol lochem kol zohar. Tzitzis, it says, by tzitzis it says, v'hoya lochem litzitzis. Okay, so what else? There's mila, and there's tzitzis. Okay, there's some others, and I'm forgetting about tkiyas shofar. By tkiyas shofar also, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but tkiyas shofar also says the word lochem. Any mitzvah where it says the word lochem is a mitzvah for which you have an obligation to stand when you recite the bracha. We learned this in the Psikta Zudrasi from a two-stage drasha. Mehachel chermesh bakoma, kemoimar bakoima, and now it says lochem. In the Mela, we go from Sriras Oimer to all on the mitzvahs where it says lochem, including tkiya shofar, tzitzis, and mila. And there are other examples in that. Lulav also, ulakachtim, yes, he brings down lulav, ulakachtim lochem, bayom harishain. In the evening, there are simonim, and sukkah, it says also the word right, sukkah, leishav basukkah, it says also the word lochem. As far as you mentioned, it says, Kiddush, no, Kiddush doesn't say. That's why there indeed there are different minhagim. By Kiddush 49, there are different minhagim. Well, he says, you're supposed to sit, yeah. Well, if he's saying it during Kiddush, it depends. Okay, that's a complicated because some people say the Leishev Asukah when they're saying Kiddush. And if you're saying Kiddush standing, so then you're going to say Leishev standing. But if you're going to say Leishev when you recite the Hamoitzi, many people have the minute that at night you say it by Kiddush, and by day you say Leishev by the Hamoitzi. So by day you're going to end up saying it's sitting. But during the week, certainly during the week when you're not young and it's Cholamoid and you're eating in the Sukkah and you make a Leishev Asukah, so certainly everyone agrees that you say the word Leishev when you are sitting. Okay, so we have over here a general rule. Now here is the question. So it's all very nice. We have over here this general rule that the chilik between Nenin and Birchas HaMitzvahs, and then we have this Psikta Zutrasi that Sviras HaOmer is the mother of all mitzvahs to which we stem when we recite the bracha, and we extrapolate, we make Gzereshava Lochem Lochem to many other mitzvahs. Are you also going to stand? But that would indicate that there are other mitzvahs. It really doesn't make a difference. If you're not part of this club of Lochem, then when you make the bracha on a mitzvah, you have, if you want, Gesundheit, you can sit. When you do Shechita, you have to stand when you do Shechita? No, not necessarily. Because if the animal is not necessarily, because it doesn't say the word Lochem by Shechita, I'm just trying to think, give me any mitzvah. When you put on a mikah on your roof, right? Yeah, there's a mitzvah putting up a mikah, you put up a mezuzah. Are you mechuyev to stand when you put up the mezuzah? No, because it doesn't say that what? No. It's just practical sometimes to stand. But there is, it doesn't appear that there is a hakpada, only in these mitzvahs which it says the word lochem. Okay, so now, putting that all aside, that is our hakdama to the very, very basic beer hakdama to this principle. Now let's come to the mitzvah of tefillin.
Nanin, you can do it sitting and standing.
No, nanin sitting. Nanin, no, it's
has
not.
It
has to be sitting, yes.
So when you make a mitzvah,
you have to sit. You have to sit. People do whatever they want to do. It's not their hurts. People stay. It's not the right thing to do. When you're eating food, you're supposed to be sitting. People. Yeah. You have no choice. They have no choice. So it's, if you have no choice, you have no choice. But if you have a choice, if you're at home and you have a choice, you have a chair, you're blessed to have a chair to sit down upon. So it's not the right. What?
If you don't have a chair, you're not
Yoytze. You are Yoytze. No one holds. There's absolutely no one holds that Yoytze not Yoytze. The question is, what is the right thing to do? What is the proper thing to do?
Some mitzvahs you cannot do sitting.
What?
Birchas HaMitzvahs, you cannot do sitting.
You can do sitting. Why can you do sitting? Why can you take a lulav and eshrog sitting? Who's holding you back? Sit down and pick up a lulav and eshrog. Why not? Why can you do it? Of course you can do it. It's a special drasha from the Psikta Zutrasi. When you take a lulav, you stand. Why? Why do you stand? Because the Gzereshava, Lochem, Lochem. Shofar, Lochem, Lochem. All these things that have the word Lochem, there's only a handful of them, like five of them. It says Lochem is a Hakpada, it's a Gzereshava. You must stand. Otherwise, it appears, the Psikta Zutrasi, either you fall back on a general rule, any Birchas HaMitzvah, you should lechatchila stand. Or no, not necessarily. You do whatever you want. Now, let's come to Tefillin. Tefillin is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Ah, Birchas HaMitzvahs. So what should you do? Luchari, you should stand. You should stand, right? Yeah? Sometimes, yes. We generally, we once had a discussion, if there's no contradiction in the Talmud, we pass it from the Medrash. If the Talmud says otherwise, Medrash now is
Medrash is a smach.
No, we touched on
Aluch is Aluch.
No, even Medrash is a halacha when there's no, it's not contradicted by a Gemara. Yes, quick question.
The ten $20 question about there is the is indeed me'akev if one does sit.
It's not ma'akev. Everyone will tell you that if you do the wrong thing, it's not ma'akev. You have fulfilled your obligation and you do not recite another bracha. Clear. Now here's an issue. Tefillin. So what about tefillin? Oh, Pashas tefillin is a birchas hamitzvahs. And it doesn't say the word lochem. Not so fast. It does say the word lochem. Not exactly. Al ho'adama, asher Hashem nosein lochem Now that's not by tefillin, but the next pasuk is v'samtem es divarai ela al levavchem. So some want to darshan, and from this pasuk indeed we learn that the place of tefillin, even though this is not the pasuk of tefillin, but this pasuk teaches us the location of tefillin. So some want to suggest that this pasuk is a strong enough makar that tefillin must be said standing, because it says lochem. The samtem doesn't say lochem, but it's a smichus. The samtem es al adam asher Hashem nosein lochem. The samtem es divarai ela al levavachem. The smichus is strong enough in order. Who says this? The Mahari Weil. Mahari Weil, you know, in the it's a famous one of the famous Hagoyim Mahari Weil. That's what he says. And the others say the same. The others also say the same thing. So therefore, when Mela comes out, there's a very strong hakpada that you should be standing when you are putting on your tefillin. And indeed, this is what we all do. However, those who sit down, it all comes from a zohar. The zohar, it's all zohar, it's all pure, pure Kabbalah. To sit when you put on tefillin, the zohar says as follows. There are two tefillos. There's a tefillah de amida and a tefillah de yeshiva. It sounds like Rosh Hashanah. The tekiyas de amida and tekiyas de yeshiva. There are two. There's a tefillah that you pray to Hashem when you're standing, and there's a prayer you say to Hashem when you're sitting. The shmoyne esrei is the tefillah de amida, and the birchas yoytzer or after baruch Hu, until you get the Shemona Esrei, according to the Zohar, is called the Tzfilah de Yeshiva. And indeed, there is a hakpada that the person should be sitting when he recites the Baruch of Yoytzer or. The Zohar says it's not clear, and that's something I'm a fakfake, and this is the analogy exactly what the words again. It's very superficial in this topic discussion. Is that the tefillin? It's not for nothing. Tefillin are called tefillin. Tefillin is the plural of tefillah. Right, tefillin is the plural of tefillah. There's a tefillah shel yad. We want to describe the tefillah in the Lashon Yochid. There's a tefillah shel yad, a tefillah shel rosh. The Zohar says the tefillah shel yad corresponds to the tefillah the yeshiva. Yoitzer birchas yoitzer or. The tefillah shel rosh corresponds to the tefillah de amida of the Shmone Esrei. Okay, that's the Zohar in a nutshell. These are the words of Zohar. So many who have come, who are trained in the ways of Kabbalah, have taken this as an indication that according to the Zohar, since there is a correlation between your tefillin shel yad and your tefillin shel rosh to the tefillah of Birchas Yoitzer and the Shemona Esrei, and the tefillah of Birchas Yoitzer is set sitting down, and the Shemona Esrei is set standing up, when you put on your tefillin, when you put on the tefillah shel yad, it should be put on when you're sitting down, and when you put on your tefillah shel rosh, the bracha should be made when you are standing up. That is what it says in the Zohar. Rav Yosef Kairoi was very much influenced by the ways of Kabbalah, and indeed this is the reason why the Sfardim, indeed, they sit when they put on the Tefillah Shel Yad. It's not one of the big lochems. They're not into, they don't hold that the, when it says v'samtem is tevarai ela al ha'adam asher nishva Hashem l'oseis lochem, they're not so convinced that the word lochem that's written by Kriya Shema is referring to tefillin, because it's not referring to tefillin, it's referring to a bracha, and they don't hold of the smichus to the next words v'samtem is tevarai ela al levavchem, and it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. Birchas ha-mitzvah, the Sfardim are not convinced that every birchas ha-mitzvah must be made standing. If you don't have a gzereshav lochem lochem, then you do not need to make it standing. And since the Zohar comes along and says that the Tefillah Shel Yad corresponds to the Tefillah of the Yeshiva, the proper thing is to make the bracha while you are sitting down. Okay, now I'll tell you a little bit of also a little bit of Jush. Very quickly, a little bit of Jush is that Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu is a contradiction in the Pesukim. One pasuk says Ve'eshev Bohar Arboim Yom, and another pasuk says that Moshe, when he went to Shemayim, he stood V'nochi Amadet Hisham, I stood in Shemayim. The Gemara poses a contradiction. If Moshe, he stood 40 days and 40 nights, or Moshe sat in Shemayim 40 days and 40 nights. And the Gemara answers, it depends. For the difficult sugyos, Moshe sat. For the easy sugyos, Moshe stood. Moshe stood. So some want to suggest, and that's why the reason why you should sit is because the Tefillah Shel Yad, this is a beautiful drush, the Tefillah Shel Yad represents doing. The yad is the poyel. The tefillin shel rosh represents machshava, the understanding of the mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvahs, it's very easy to plan, to think, yeah, I'll do a mitzvah. I'll daven mincha later, I'll daven marv later, I'm going to daven with kavan, I'm going to learn, I'm going to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Lemaisa, when it comes time to do the mitzvah, it's not so easy. It's very, very hard to be able to bring forth the mitzvah to completion. So when you put on the tefillin shel yad to show it, to remember, it's not so easy. You have to be mechazik yourself to do the mitzvah. You sit when you put on the tefillin shel yad. Sitting in, represents the meaning difficulty. Moshe, he sat in Shemayim when it came to the difficult sections of Torah. Tefillin shel yad means the maisa asiyah, doing the mitzvahs. It's not so easy to do a mitzvah. You have to work on yourself, and therefore to train yourself to realize it's difficult and to apply yourself, you sit. Tefillin shel rosh represents machshava, planning to do a mitzvah. Oh, you can plan all you want, that is very easy. La'asid lavai, it says, when Mashiach will come, it's going to be very easy to do mitzvahs. The Mela, then we're going to stand, then even the Svardim are going to stand when they do the tefillin shel yad. It says in Kabbalah, they're going to stand because then to be able to do a mitzvah will be very easy. Like the Bizman Hazet, today Bizman Hazet, it's very easy to do mitzvahs. We live in a generation where Baruch Hashem, it's easy. So the Mela is like a different trend to stand. Okay, now here's the problem. We're going to what? Sfarim sit. Sfarim follow. Chassidim stand. Chassidim, it's interesting. Chassidim stand. Ruba the Ruba of Chassidim, they stand. Sfarim. Oh, that's another. Taking off the tefillin. Taking off the tefillin is another topic. That's the making the bracha. Halacha lemaisa, they stand. So what is the bottom line? So some make a pshara. The Magen Avraham is famous for this pshar. The Magen Avraham takes note of this contradiction. The Ganta Sugya, what you do. The Magen Avraham says you should make a pshara. And it's not clear what the Magen Avraham really means, but he says you should put it on sitting, but make the bracha and the keshira should be done standing. Which basically means you sit down. When you take out the tefillin, you say the L'Shem Yichud sitting. You can say it's sitting, no harm saying the L'Shem Yichud sitting. We discussed yesterday. You put it on all the way up, and you know you make the bracha over last yosin right before what?
We do the other hand.
You're right.
I'm a lefty. Right before you right before you pull it down. Then you get up. But the Iker Hanocha, putting the tefillin on your hand, should be done like it says in the Zohar. The Zohar says the tefillin shel yad is the tefillah the yeshiva. So put it on. Then when it comes to make the bracha, stand, make the bracha, and tighten the tefillin and put it on. Some do a variation of what the Magen Avraham is. They hold, what's the purpose of putting it on until you make the bracha? It's meaningless. It's overlasti yasan. So they stand all the way, or they sit, doesn't matter. They make the bracha standing, and then they sit down to do the kashira, to tighten it, and to do the kriches. In other words, they're doing both. They're standing for the bracha, but they're wrapping around, or they're putting on, at some other point in putting on the tefillin shel yad, it's done in the state of sitting. So this way you mekayim both the zohar and you mekayim what the minig is. The minig ha'olam is to the other time is it says lochem and it is indeed the birchas hamitzvahs and birchas hamitzvahs the minig is distinct. So you get a little bit of both in. There's another pshara and some actually do this from the bachach. Is that the bachach? I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Mr. Glad. You know, you're always correct me when I say his name. What?
Pachach.
Pachach. Pachach. Okay, whatever it is, I can't pronounce. Tongue twister for me. He says what you should do. I discussed this with someone yesterday in Yeshiva, and he told me, that's what I do. He says, yeah, people do this. He's a chassid. They lean. They stand. You ever see this? I never saw this. I never paid attention. When they put on the tefillin, they stand against the wall. And they lean. So in halacha, leaning is equivalent to sitting. But you're still standing. You're still standing. So this is another pshara to stand.
Mezuzah, you put it
to stand.
Lean sideways.
Okay, to stand.
So Rashi's telling you stand straight.
So take note in shul if anyone does this.
Or like slichos, where portions of it
You're tired.
Lean.
Now lean, because you're supposed to be standing. When you're laying, Kriya Sattar, when you're if you're putting enough weight on something that if you would take it away, you would fall down, that's called sitting. For this halacha, it's good enough. You're makayim both. To stand, you're standing, but you're leaning. You're leaning your weight against an object, and if you would take away that object, you would fall down. So you're getting involved.
You make, another show.
Yeah?
You go to the kaisel, there are no chairs. You don't have a choice. You have to stand.
Okay, if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. So you're on an airplane. Listen, if you're on an airplane, what? If you're on an airplane, sometimes you can't stand for Shimon Asheri. If you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. Then there is a third mahalach from the Eish El Avram. I don't know who that is, Eish El Avram, and this is indeed what the Satmar Rav did. What was his custom? The custom is you put on tefillin standing. You make the bracha, it's a birchas hamitzvah, it says lochem, you stand, you stand. Then, at some point, it's not exactly clear what he means, at some point in time during davening, or at some point even before you begin davening, you loosen the tefillin. You sit down, and you open up the krichos, mamash, you open it up all the way, yeah. You loosen it, and then you retie it, you retighten it. Sitting. And he says that indeed the Satmar Rav, Rabbi Yoel, that was his minhag. He made the bracha standing. He made the bracha standing. When after they said Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Ham Baruch Li Olam Moed, he sat down, he loosened the Ritzuos, and then he retightened it. To the kind of what it says in the Zohar, it's Tefilo de Yeshiva, retightened it, and he also readjusted, because whenever you tell me you readjust the Shel Yad, you're supposed to readjust the Shel Rosh, he readjusted the Shel Rosh. And by the way, the Tefilo Shel Rosh, it's a given. Everyone holds that you stand. Everyone holds that the Tefilo Shel Rosh, you stand, because the Tefilo Shel Rosh corresponds to Shmona Esrei, which you stand. And also it says, V'rohu kol ame ha'aretz ki shev Hashem nigolecha. It has to be as public as possible. So if you're standing, people are going to see it. So that's not a question. The Tefilo Shel Rosh, you certainly stand. Some hold, some make a pshar, and they say that even though the person generally, you're supposed to stand because that's the minhag olam. When you're in private, when you're davening tefillah b'yichidus, you're davening at the kaisel b'yichidus, then you have a right. You should, if you want, you should put on the tefillah shel yad. You should put it on sitting down.
So the svar to put on the shel rosh standing?
Of course, everyone puts on the shel rosh standing. Of course, everyone the shel yad. If you're davening b'yichidus, some suggest that there's no harm done if you put on the tefillah shel yad sitting el timkayim once in a while this halacha, and even in public. Others all say is that this is in Yoni Kabbalah, and it's only for people that are very holy. Don't try, if you're not ruggle in Yoni Chasidus, then the average person has no business sitting when he puts on the Tefillin Shel Yad. The average Joe, you stand when you put on your Tefillin Shel Yad. You put on your Tefillin Shel Yad. If you're already a Kaddish, you're already 90 years old, and you're merugal in the Yonei Chassidus, you're a holy person, you've reached the Madrega, you know you're on, then you're right to take on this new minhag to sit when you're putting on the tefillah shel yad. So we do it very quickly. What are we doing over here? There's a general rule. When it comes to birchas hamitzvos, generally we stand. Birchas hanun, we sit. Then there's a rule that we have a suras oimer. Al tikri ba'koma ela ba'koma. We then link it with lochem lochem. We have a series of mitzvah lochem. Tefillin, maybe yeah, maybe not. It says lochem, it doesn't say lochem. Tefillin is birchas hamitzvos. We have a zoyar. The zoyar says it corresponds to the tefillah of the yeshiva, the tefillah of the amida. Sit and stand. We had a drush. The drush is to indicate that when it comes to do a mitzvah lemaisa, it's hard. Moshe, when he did things that are hard, he sat. We have to realize, we have to apply ourselves to mekayim the mitzvos. Halacha lemaisa, what do? Ashkenazim stand. We have a pshar of the Magen Avram to put it on when you're sitting and to make the bracha when you're standing, or to make the bracha when you're sitting and then to stand, to sit down and do the krichos. And then we have the pshara of the bachat, the z at the end, that says that you're supposed to lean against the wall. And then we have another pshara from Yoel, or what others, the Eishel Avram is, you put it on twice. The first time you make the bracha when you're standing, and then you don't make a bracha a second time. The second time you sit down, and you loosen it, and you do it while you're sitting down before the Yoel Tzahar.